Hello and welcome to my show. Could you be more specific? I'm your host, Jonathan Steele, coming to you by the way of this Day Well podcast. And on this episode of Could You Be More Specific, I'm actually going to do a movie review on the movie Us. It just recently was released. I went and saw it this past Thursday night. And I just wanted to kind of get into talking about that in regards to some of the themes of the film. I'm definitely going to try and stay away from really spoiling the film. I know obviously a lot of that's going to be up for people to review through Wikipedia and through other forums, but I kind of just want to talk about it in a more general sense and not really give away a lot of that stuff. So I'm going to get started on just discussing some of the things with the film overall. And I know the movie overall, you know, the center of it is a black family. And the central lead character is played by Lupita Nyong'o. And obviously, you've seen through some of the images, it's obviously they're going up against doppelgangers. So they're going up against the worst versions of themselves. And so what I wanted to kind of touch upon with that is, in comparison to Get Out, first of all, they're two different films. So where the villain in Get Out is racism, that's their monster. The monster in this version is you. And so just by that basis alone, this film plays out us in a much entirely different way. And I know some people debate whether or not it was predictable in some aspects and some it wasn't. They definitely have sequences where in usual horror films, they would kind of like, you know, use tropes and kind of bait you into thinking you're going to get a jump scare. And this film really doesn't do that. But then also there's certain aspects of this film where it's not necessarily trying to trick you, where the audience is necessarily ahead of the characters in the film. It is one of those films, and I've had some exchanges about it, that you are going to probably have to see multiple times to really kind of wrap your head around it. And I know for some critics who have criticisms of the film, that's been their debate, that either he either showed his hand too much or he didn't explain certain things enough. And I think that's the whole point of what he was trying to go for with this film. I think overall, it's really a film that kind of delves a lot in class. Just by having a black family makes the film differently in itself, but it's really a class issue because they're going to meet some of their friends. It's another family, a white family, and they're meeting in Santa Cruz, and they're going to a summer home, and they're on vacation. Now, I know just based off of that, it's not like you see based off, you know, in a lot of films and things like that, a black family on vacation. Now, I know Instagram, you see people uploading photos all the time, and that may seem somewhat not really all that new in some aspects, but on a film, a lot of times that's kind of different, especially different in this type of film. And they're pretty much, you know, doing, you know, they have, you know, a routine conversation on the beach with Lupita's character and Elizabeth Moss's character, where they're, you know, it's almost sounding like, you know, champagne problems, like, you know, upper middle class type issues, like even for Winston Duke's character of kind of having you know, like a, you know, routine conversation about, you know, a boat and things like that. And so just based off the narrative of that, it kind of puts you in a different headspace of like how they're living their lives. And so and I guess if you were to kind of compare that to Get Out, it's much different than, say, Chris, you know, leaving his dog with his friend because he's going to meet his girlfriend's parents, and they're a well-to-do family, and okay, it's already pressuring enough that you're meeting your girlfriend's family, but then you add on top of that the racial element on top of that. It just further kind of compounded that reality for Chris. Even though if you look at him on just the merits of who he was, it's like here he is, he's a very educated by all intents and purposes, seems like he's, you know, very successful in what he's doing. Like, he really shouldn't have that much to really worry about if you wanted to just judge that on the outset of that. But then you view it through the lens, okay, wait a minute, even though he's all these things, he's still a black man in America, and he's going to be in a situation where although a lot of black people are used to it, it's still something that you still can kind of stand out like a sore thumb. But of all the races, you know, if you look at that film, that are used to that type of treatment, it usually is black people. So when you kind of then show that from an us standpoint, where here they are, they're at a nice little summer beach house, and they're just trying to like find ways to enjoy their vacation. It kind of then kind of lets you know where they're at now. There's certain elements of the film where it's called the Tethered, and apparently they're in red jumpsuits, and so based off the trailers, I know some people were kind of wondering like how was it going to really play out. Now there are certain themes of what us means, and without getting too spoiler too much, I hope I don't contradict myself, but you see a message of the film that kind of gives you an idea of what's going to happen. And based off that message, it kind of has dual meanings to what the movie title is. And so that kind of then sets the tone for how you're going to start to watch how the film plays out. And especially when you look at through the lens of the children, you kind of then notice as you watch that film going, the children, you know, we always talk about what they're exposed to and what they can handle and what they can't handle. When you watch this film, you see very quickly on how children, like a lot of people, can adapt to environments. So once the environment starts to change for the kids, they don't really react in a way that you would normally usually see kids do. The young actors in this film were really, really incredible. They were not annoying kids at all. They were both very likable, and there's clues with them. Certain things that they do in that film that kind of gives you an indication that they were a lot more alert and aware of what was happening around them than a lot of times adults would give them credit for. So there's also certain things with us that kind of plays on it from a spiritual standpoint. There are some elements of scripture that kind of gives you an idea of what the film's going to be. Obviously, at that time, if you're watching it, which I went to the 10 o'clock showing. And obviously, if you're watching it, you're not going to be able to look up Bible scriptures on your phone, obviously, because it's like you're watching a film. But it happened multiple times. And so what was kind of interesting about that is like having that religious element in the film, it kind of gave you an idea. It's like, oh, so this is something that has a much deeper meaning than what you might obviously think it would. I know it kind of plays out like a horror film because it is a horror film in essence. But it's doing a lot more than what you would normally see horror films do. And it's being done at a much higher level. From what I gather, just watching some of the reviews, I know it's got a 95% rating now at Rotten Tomatoes. It started out at 100 and then it dropped to 98, 97, and now it's at 95. And I know a lot of people are really, really trying to pick apart the ending a lot. But I'm really, really kind of happy that it kind of gives you that idea. Even though you saw little nuggets throughout the film, it still gives you an interpretation that it may not have played out all the way like you might assume. In certain aspect, because there's still questions of the film that needs to be answered in terms, or not needs to be, or should I say could be answered from an audience standpoint, that, you know, a lot of people would like to see tied together. But again, like, hey, it's a 2-hour film. It can't necessarily give you everything that you would want to have. A lot of people like things tied in to each other, and it just depends on what the story is. Get Out made a lot of sense where you didn't have to really leave it open ended. Everything based off the scenario that Chris was in and the challenges that he was facing in that film, especially once the third act really kicks in, you kind of know like it's going to have a definitive ending, and how that story is going to play out. Us is a lot more complex than that. And so to say like, hey, do we need this to be answered, or I didn't need this to be answered? And it was so fascinating going to see it that on Thursday. I went with my sister. On how many people outside the theater were debating the film. And what was so interesting about us was that when we showed up originally, even before that, people were walking out of us and they were being very quiet, ironically. They did not want to say spoilers. Like you saw, me and my sister saw some people talking, and we had some other people that were waiting to go in. And they were all like, you know, being very respectful. It's like, hey, no spoilers, no spoilers. And the reaction that a lot of them had coming out is the reaction that a lot of us had when we came out of our showing was we were really thinking about and marinating on that movie for a while. And it really didn't start to kind of kick in for a number of us when we were walking out until we got into the parking lot area. And it was like just groups of us just kind of walking to our cars. And there was just this dialogue going on some of the themes of the film. And like when you have that type of scenario where people are really, really trying to understand and dissect a film, I think that's what any Ann Jordan people is really looking for. And 9 times out of 10, or the majority of the time, I should say, you're going to usually get that. And there are going to be some people where they're just not going to be into that. You know, there's definitely been some critics that have had some issues with it, and they're judging it based off Get Out. And that's fine, but if you're going into the film expecting a Get Out sequel, or you're going to judge it based off of that, I think you're kind of cheating yourself out of the actual film experience that you can really have with it. I personally have never gone into a film with a filmmaker that I like and expect the film to be either like or as good as the previous film, because they're all different, you know. One of the best working directors we have right now is Ryan Coogler, and the three films he's directed thus far, they're all different from each other. Fruitvale Station is a true story. Creed is based in part of a franchise origin film and operating in the Rocky universe. And then Black Panther was operating in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But all of them are three different distinct films, and all of them are very well made. They're impressive bodies of work that he's actually putting together. So if you go into the film expecting a Get Out sequel, I feel like you're really, really going to do yourself a disservice. So hopefully, you know, you can make up your mind on what you think it is or should be. It's so crazy because I've literally still been thinking about that film since I saw it. And I know I'm going to end up seeing it multiple more times, and my viewpoints on it will probably change just off of that. So I think it's going to be kind of fascinating to see how this film ages and kind of gets to start to blend into the psyche of filmgoers moving forward, and whether it's all incredibly positive or negative, you know, that'll be up to the viewer. But I definitely strongly recommend you going to see it. It's definitely an incredible cinematic experience. I had a great time watching that film. Horror films have really changed over the past several years, and it kind of starts with The Conjuring in a lot of ways, of really high concept and really well done films that are operating in the horror genre. But it's really, really been an impressive run that horror films have been on, and Jordan Peele right now is at the heart of that. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what his next film will probably be, and it's great that he's doing films from an original standpoint. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing more work from him. And Lupita Nyong'o was incredible. The whole cast was great. So it's a high bar that they all set in terms of the work that they did. But definitely give us a chance if you get a chance to go see the film. I know there were some other things I probably could have covered in the news, but you're going to hear tons of that. I just kind of wanted to do something fun and talk about something that I love very much, and that's film. So those are some of the thoughts I had on Us. I want to thank you guys for listening, continuing to follow the pod. I want to thank all the work that Dee's been doing in terms of putting out the videos and all the content that we have upcoming. Definitely got more great things in store in the future on the way. So definitely continue to like, share, and follow the pod, and support us in the however way you can. Again, I'm your host, Jonathan Steele. Thank you for listening. Could you be more specific? Continue to follow the Steve Wolf Podcast, and I hope you guys have a good one.